You will hear part of a tutorial between two students and their tutor. The students are doing a research project to do with computer use. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Dr. Barrett?
Sammy, come in. Is Irene with you?
Yes.
Good. Sit down. Right, we're looking at how far you've got with your research project since we last met. You decided to do a survey about computer facilities at the university, didn't you?
That's right. We decided to investigate the university's open access centres, and in particular, the computer facilities. Lots of the students are having trouble getting access to a computer when they need one, so we thought it would be a useful area to research.
Good, fine. It's not a topic anyone has looked at before, as far as I know, so it's a good choice. So, what background reading did you do?
Well, we looked in the catalogues in the library, but we couldn't find much that was useful. It's such a specialised subject, hardly anything seems to have been published about it.
And as well as that, the technology is all changing so quickly.
But the Open Access Centre has an online questionnaire on computer use that it asks all the students to do at the end of their first year. And the supervisor gave us access to that data, so we used it as a starting point for our research. It wasn't exactly what we needed, but it gave us an idea of what we wanted to find out in our survey. Then we designed our own questionnaire.
And how did you use it?
We approached students individually and went through our questionnaire with them on a one-to-one basis.
So you actually asked them the questions?
That's right. We made notes of the answers as we went along, and actually we found we got a bit of extra information that way as well, about the underlying attitudes of the people we were interviewing, by observing the body language and things like that.
How big was your sample?
Well, altogether, we interviewed a random sample of 65 students, 55% male and 45% female.
And what about the locations and times of the survey?
We went to the 5 open access computer centres at the university, and we got about equal amounts of data at each one. It took us 3 weeks. We did it during the week, in the day and in the evenings.
Not the weekends?
No.
So presumably your respondents were mostly full-time students?
Yes. Oh, you mean we should have collected some data at the weekends from the part-time students? We didn't think of that.
OK, it's just an example of how difficult it is to get a truly random sample. So, how far have you got with the analysis of results?
Well, everyone agreed there was a problem, but we're more interested in what they think should be done about it. The most popular suggestion was for some sort of booking system. About 77% of the students thought that would be best, but there were other suggestions. For example, about 65% of people thought it would help if the opening hours were longer, like 24 hours a day.